Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hey, hey, what's good? How are you, dear friend? I hope that you are doing well on this beautiful day. I just wanted to briefly tell you about a live demonstration going on today. Today is Thursday. I am going live this evening. Well, my evening, could be your morning, at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in the UK, and here in the south of France, it'll be 7 p.m. I want to help you expand your state of consciousness. Yes, that is a big, lofty goal, but I want to help you tune into your healing abilities. So I recently shared on Instagram that back in 2018, I was introduced to the work of C. Maxwell Cade. Now, Max Cade, it was this British guy who was studying psychics and mystics and mediums and yogis. And he partnered up with a physicist and created a software program that could hook up EEG leads, meaning the electroencephalogram, that's brain waves, baby. What Max Cade was doing was hooking up the brains of psychics and mediums and looking at their brainwave patterns, seeing what happened as they moved from busy beta into alpha and theta and delta. And what he discovered were there were reproducible patterns that they could see on the screen. They created a technology called the mind mirror, and I'm going to be demonstrating that this evening. So I was introduced to Max Cade's work back in 2018, part of my own research since I had this out-of-body experience back in 2005, where I literally left my body, went into the light, had the full life review, and when I came out of that experience, I had a two-decade-long history of depression that was wiped away. I mean, literally wiped away. And I started to do research to understand how is it that one experience could remove depression? Because as a doctor, I graduated from medical school 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. And at that time, you know, our teaching told us that, you know, depression was a brain condition and that being depressed was tied to your brain chemistry or maybe even your genetics. And so for me to have had this out-of-body experience that wiped away my depression as I really got reconnected to my higher self, divine self, God, whatever you want to call that, I was like, what the? As a traditionally trained physician, I didn't have any way to describe that or to understand that. And so I started doing research. And that led me to find out that our brains are wired for mystical experiences. Now, there's been research going on for probably as long as I've been alive, showing that when you stimulate certain parts of the brain, people will have hallucinations very similar to these near-death experiences. So they understood that there are certain parts of the brain that when stimulated or when active, recreate things like auditory hallucinations, hearing voices, visual things, like visual changes, like going through that tunnel of and going toward a light that happens in NDEs. But what's cool about all this research, and I'm so grateful to all of these researchers, all the way back to MIT and Harvard and all these people who have brought such scientific rigor, what they've identified is that our brains create these expanded states of consciousness. And it's not always just a mystical thing. And so when I started studying from my own experience to understand how this near-death experience happened when I didn't have an accident, I wasn't flatlining. I was incredibly depressed at the time, and I was crying out to God for guidance. I did have this surrender moment where I left my body. And that led me to go, like, what happened? And so I'm so glad to know that this is useful to you, Jacqueline. So what it led me to do is do research. And when I started to understand that parts of the brain light up or are active when we go into deep meditation, when we are in prayer, chanting, all of these different experiences cause parts of our brain to become active that reproduce or recreate experiences, that experience of being peaceful and at one, or with this total bliss experience of oneness, which I experienced in my near-death experience or out-of-body experience. And so there was this beautiful Time magazine article that said, "We are wired for God." You know, they had put all of these EEG monitors on people who knew how to, like, meditate or chant or do prayers that would get them into these states of consciousness. And so fast forward to 2018, where I was introduced to Max Cade's work with this mind mirror technology. And then 2 weeks after reading his book, this very dear American who happened to also live in France, Joel, he told me about the Institute for the Awakened Mind. And there's this lovely woman named Judith Pennington, no relation to me, but we are now connected. Judith had been working with Anna Weiss, who was the American who brought this technology into out of the UK into America. And not only were they studying people like mystics and yogis and psychic mediums, Anna Weiss really wanted to see what happens for people in peak performance. You know, those people who can get into the flow state where they also lose that sense of self-consciousness. They become one with a greater consciousness and they're in flow. And what the work of Anna Weiss and Max Cade has shown us is that we all have this ability. Yes, even you, if you still have a brain, you have the ability to get into these expanded states of consciousness. And so by hooking up the brain and reading these EEG brainwave patterns, as people do guided meditations and breath work, they could get into these reproducible brainwave patterns. Now, I recently connected with Judith and went to the United States and did my first round of training with her. And I met some amazing healers and other light workers and highly sensitive people who were also fascinated by our power to enter higher states of consciousness and healing. Like, I was kind of curious back in 2011 when I first started doing healing Qigong and I could do distance healing. Well, that's a whole nother story. But there were things that were happening when I was delivering healing that I couldn't explain. But now I actually have, like, the subjective data as to why. And so when I was in America, I'm going to show you a little picture here of Judith hooking up my head. And there she is with this lovely man named Arne Heisel from Germany, who was also with us in America. What Judith did is she trained us to, one, understand the technology itself and how to hook up ourselves and other practitioners, but also how to read these EEG printouts. And what you can do is that through these guided meditations and this neurofeedback training, you can see what your brainwaves are doing, which means, just like with any other type of biofeedback, with neurofeedback, you can learn and train yourself to get into these expanded states of consciousness. You can train yourself to get into that healing state. Like, they've studied this on Reiki healers and people who do distance healing. Judith has done this at Joe Dispenza workshops. She's done it at the Monroe Institute, where they train people to do astral projection and remote viewing and all of these sorts of things. And so what's beautiful is that having decades of this research, and a lot of it's come from like the medical side of things, we're now able to bring it to the rest of the world. So anyone who wants to learn how to use your sensitivity and enhance your superpowers of intuition, of your psychic abilities, of your healing abilities, or that side of you, you can do that. And so I have decided to team up with Judith and with Arna to bring this technology to my workshops and to my audience. And yes, Shelley, I see your question here. Shelley has asked, is there any evidence of the ability to heal trauma? Absolutely. Sounds like it'd be powerful with energy work like Qigong to address ACEs. And ACEs are the adverse childhood experiences. Absolutely, Shelley. In fact, I had a breakthrough using one of the protocol meditations. So, with these meditations, you're hooked up to the mind mirror. You go through this guided meditation, or you can do it on yourself, and you get into these expanded states of consciousness or the awakened mind pattern, or even further, there's another one called the evolved mind pattern. And one of the particular meditations that I did is called transformation, where you can access, for example, in my case, I accessed a traumatic experience from my childhood, brought forth my inner child to do some healing work. This one kind of caught me off guard because it wasn't something that troubles me. I don't think about it on a day-to-day basis, but the healing was profound. And as you know, that is an area of study for me, is helping people heal from trauma, whether it's the trauma of everyday life that we experience or those adverse childhood experiences and developmental trauma that we may have experienced when we were growing up. So, yes, what we know is that when you can access the subconscious, when you can get past the judgmental ego, you can actually contact your essential self, you can contact the field or your higher power, and you can have a dialogue between the lower self or your inner child or the ego or the higher self. And through getting into these brainwave states, we know that that's where healing takes place. And Shelley and Joanna and Sarah, you all were with us here in the south of France when we hosted the Global Luminary Activation Experience. At GLAE, we had the lovely Bruce Cryer, one of our authors in the Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People. Well, Bruce is the former CEO of the Institute of HeartMath. And most of us healers out there know the HeartMath Institute because it was the first big body. Well, it wasn't a big body. We now know it's a small company, but it was the first company that was really consistently putting out studies that show that when we get into a state of heart coherence, monitoring our breathing, using heart rate monitoring as biofeedback, that you could get into these states of peaceful meditation and heart coherence that leads to reduced stress. Well, when Bruce was at our event and we hooked up Dr. Jill Stocker and we got to watch her heart rate variability in real time, you could see how powerful it is. It's powerful when you can see what's going on in your own body, and it's empowering when you know that you are the one to be able to change it. So just like HeartMath has demonstrated that getting into heart coherence can lower blood pressure, it can lower your cortisol and other stress hormones. Well, we also have an incredible body of evidence from the medical side of things that brainwave or neurofeedback training can help with things like post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety. Something else that's of interest to me and one of our luminaries, Willow McIntosh, is it can help people who have high sensory processing, the empaths around us, those highly sensitive people who are sometimes completely overwhelmed by the sensory input because we process it so deeply, whether that's auditory or it's kinesthetic, like picking up on vibrations, electromagnetic frequencies, light, touch, smell, taste. A lot of people who have high sensory processing can actually use this mind mirror technology to learn how to train their brainwaves to get into a more grounded state. Now, you'll learn if you would like to join us this evening. We are doing a demonstration of the Mind Mirror and the software. I'll be joined by Judith Pennington. I'll be joined by Arno Heisel, who have been using the technology. Judith has been using it for decades. And you'll be able to see how it works and ask them questions if you like. We're going to be meeting on Zoom. So maybe Sarah, you can pop the link so that people can get the sign up. But what you'll be able to see is exactly kind of the gamut of what it works for. And one of the things that Judith is really excited about, which I am too, is gamma. Maybe you've heard of, I've told this story before about this guy who presented at my TEDx when I was in Monaco. His name, I say this guy, Mathieu Ricard. He is the French monk who left his biology career and became a monk. He was named the world's happiest man when they hooked up his EEG. He started doing the loving kindness metta compassion meditation, and his gamma was off the charts, meaning these Harvard and MIT researchers had never seen anyone produce so much gamma. And the gamma wave brainwave patterns, particularly on the left prefrontal cortex, is associated with bliss. So if you've ever had one of those experiences of bliss, whether that's in nature, making love, dancing, singing, being in the flow state, praying, chanting, meditating, then you know that there are parts of your brain that can put you into that state of bliss where you feel one with all. Well, Mathieu Ricard really put the general public in touch with this idea of tuning into gamma. Well, there's interesting things about gamma that Judith taught me when I was at the training, and that is that gamma is associated with this bliss state. It's also associated with like flashes of insight. You know, you get that eureka or that aha where some insight just comes to you as a download, or maybe while you're chopping vegetables or you're in the shower or you're driving, and all of a sudden you get this aha. That's typically associated with a flash of gamma waves. But there are people who have a lot of gamma, but they aren't really grounded with these other brain waves that kind of keep us, you know, in the here and now. And if your gamma is untrained, as they call it, or ungrounded, you can feel incredibly frazzled, kind of spinning, 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 ideas a minute, talking fast, moving fast. And so what I'm really interested in, because that used to be me before I discovered meditation, is if we can train ourselves to still have access to gamma, because it does lead to bliss, it does lead to insight and that deep knowing that we get from higher states of consciousness. But if we can learn to ground it, we can become even more powerful. And so we are at Innate Vitality going to be conducting studies, teaming up with the other mind mirror practitioners around the world. So, you know, many of you have been to like Joe Dispenza's workshops, and you know, Judith and Arna, who are on our call tonight, have done these sorts of trainings. You know, Judith was there with the mind mirror hooked up at Joe Dispenza workshops as well, and seeing how meditation impacts not only our heart waves, but our brain waves. And beyond just relaxation for stress reduction, gets you into these expanded states of consciousness. That is really where I am supercharged up. Because if we can help you heal, if you can tune into your own inner healing capacity to increase your resilience, to rebound from drama and trauma of life, and then you keep going, like you don't stop there. The beauty is, the more you get into these states of consciousness, you get in touch with that higher self or that God or source, which means you move into spiritual awakening. So for me, knowing that we are wired for this, knowing that we can train ourselves to get into that state is phenomenal. And so that's why I want to bring this to my audience. I want you to be able to know that this exists and know how you can start to train yourself to get into these expanded states of consciousness. So please join us. The link is here. There's a bit.ly link, HSP Brain Training. Thank you, Sarah. There you go. There is the link to join us. We will be meeting in just a few hours. If you can't join us live, it's okay. Sign up anyway so I can send you the replay. And if you have questions, you can also send me the questions and I can ask Judith and Arna. And Arna, by the way, who's joining us, not only is he a practitioner hooking up people's brainwaves, he's an incredible healer. He has just amazing abilities to help people process trauma and heal. And so this is an opportunity for you to ask questions of these amazing experts. And then if you want to join us, you know, live at one of our workshops in Europe or the US, we will do that for you. So lovely to see some of you again. I am so grateful that I got to pop in and say a little quick hello to you. I hope that you will join us tonight on Zoom for this live demonstration of the mind mirror. It is going to be cool. Yes, you can share it in your group. If you know other people who are healers, go ahead and share it. If we get maxed out in our Zoom room, they can at least watch the replay. But please do share this with anyone you know who's a healer, a psychic, a medium, or someone who needs healing, because this is going to be hugely beneficial. And I look forward to seeing you all there. And can you imagine? Can you just imagine what our lives are going to be like as we really hone our superpowers? Like all of the sensitivity that some of us have maybe not so much enjoyed in life can now be grounded and refined and used as our superpowers to help other people on their healing and awakening journeys. I am super excited about it and I can't wait to share this with you. So I'll see you in a little bit. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.